So I'm gonna do something a little bit different than I normally do. I'm gonna do kind of like a bedtime story type thing. I actually work at a library. I work as a children's librarian, so I kind of do story times, bedtime stories, quote unquote, professionally. I get paid to do it, and I don't know if I'm that great at it, but all of my 3-year-olds seem to enjoy it, so maybe you'll like it too. I typically go all out. I do weird voices and things because it's fun. So hopefully this audio is a little bit more fun. There are other stories that I'd like to do that are a little bit more toned down, I guess. But I thought I'd start off with just doing something really outlandish, really silly and goofy. If nothing else, it'll make you smile and maybe help you get some sleep tonight. So I'm going to read a story that's really popular with my kids. It's called Boy and Bot. It's by Amy Dyckman, and it's about a little boy and a robot who become friends. So it's got really awesome illustrations. I definitely recommend, if you can, to run to your local library and maybe look at it a bit. And if you have little ones in your life or need to bust out a bedtime story, this is definitely a really great one. So this is Boy and Bot. A boy was collecting pine cones in his wagon when he met a robot.
"Hi," said the boy. "Wanna play?"
The robot blinked.
"Affirmative."
They played. They had fun. But as they rolled down the hill, a rock bumped the robot's power switch, and the robot turned off.
"What's wrong?"
the boy asked. The robot did not answer.
"Are you sick?"
the boy asked. The robot still did not answer.
"I must help him,"
the boy said. He took the robot home. The boy fed him applesauce. He read the robot a story, and he tucked him in.
"Good night, Bot,"
the boy whispered and climbed into bed. Later, the boy's parents peeked in on him. They did not see Bot behind the door. The door bumped Bot on his power switch. Bot turned on.
"What is wrong?"
Bot asked. The boy did not answer.
"Did you malfunction?"
Bot asked. The boy still did not answer.
"I must help him,"
Bot said. He took the boy home. Bot gave him oil. He read the boy an instruction manual. He was bringing him a spare battery when the inventor walked in.
"Stop!" the inventor shouted. "That is a boy!"
The boy woke with a start. Then he saw Bot. The boy smiled.
"Bot, you're cured!"
Bot lit up.
"Boy, you are fixed!"
The inventor called Boy's parents. Then he drove Boy home.
"Good night, Bot,"
Boy said.
"Good night, boy,"
Bot said.
"Want to play tomorrow?"
Boy nodded.
"Affirmative!"
And the friends played. The end.